Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the market wrap for Monday, the 20th of March. Well, the ASX market extended last week's losses, with the ASX 200 index dropping by 96 points, or 1.4% to 6,899. This came after overseas markets remained under pressure following the collapse of two regional US banks and the more recent decline of Credit Suisse. Today, news broke that UBS would buy Credit Suisse in a $4.5 billion takeover bid, which was engineered by Swiss government in an attempt to stabilize the broader financial industry and prevent contagion. Looking at sector performance today, all the sectors fell with the exception of communication services, which was buoyed by Telstra, which rose 0.5%. Gold miners stood out as the only bright spot in the market as investors retreated to the safe haven asset. The precious metal rose 5.7% over the course of last week, right, approaching around $2,000 an ounce. Evolution Mining was one of the best performers today, up around 10% on the back of those higher gold prices, as well as after announcing it started underground production at its Cowal mine 3 months ahead of schedule. Among the other top performers today were also gold stocks, with Gold Road Resources up around 11% and Perseus Mining up around 9.5% today. Healius was another winner, with its shares rising 8.2% after Australian Clinical Labs made a $1.5 billion takeover bid for all of its shares. Healius told its shareholders not to take any action as it will evaluate the offer. In terms of losers today, all of the big four banks were down, with NAB losing most, declining by about 1.5%. Macquarie was the biggest weight, dropping by 4.6%, and the financial sector fell by 1.7% over the course of the day. BHP and Fortescue Metals declined today by 1% and 3% respectively, dragging down the materials sector despite having that bright spot with the gold stocks. Moving on to more company news, A2 Milk announced the completion of its buyback today, acquiring 2.9% of its shares back. Its shares fell 7%. And finally, Latitude shares went into voluntary suspension today after being in a trading halt for the past few trading days after police are investigating a cyber attack which happened around last week, affecting about 330,000 of its customers. While this is being investigated, it expects that more stolen customer records will be recovered. Looking ahead, all eyes will be on the Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting on Wednesday, and the Aussie dollar is trading near 66.8 US cents. Have a good night.